Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. And we say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Thank you for that.
You know,
so important.
Gosh, you sit here and you're thinking, you know, I see these questions posed to people on TV. What's the capital of Europe?
Mm.
And people guess what's...
Yeah.
People, and you know what? I would be willing to bet you, if you're under, I'll say, 40... half the people you ask don't know what D-Day was.
I would agree with you. It's just galling that we just don't stress enough history and civics in our educational system.
It's amazing. Well, anyways, let's get on because it was a beautiful weekend.
It was
there
a
were
glorious
dogs
weekend.
And everything else.
And everything just worked out so beautifully. Highlighting the weekend, of course, was the Ed Kirby tribute down at the high school where, you know, the ball field is now named in honor of Ed. And there were 200 people gathered there on Saturday to pay tribute to the man who was an integral part of this community, school-wise and community-wise, and it was just beautiful. And lots of tributes, lots of just goodwill, people coming together, a lot of alumni not seeing each other for a long time, and then the theme was baseball, so we had a baseball lunch with hot dogs and popcorn, and it was very, very, very nice.
You know, I wanted to attend that, but it was just too much of a walk with crutches to attend.
Actually, we had golf carts going, transporting people, so you should have come.
But. I should have come, but I just, you know, I remember covering football games, walking up and down that hill.
Yeah,
back in my good days, it was bad.
But this was put on by the Alumni Association, who raised $152,000 for this. So to redo the fields and hold this tribute, and there's money left over to do more. And this is Region 1 at its best.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on Sunday, of course, we had the Mutt Show at the Lime Rock Park. This has been moved from Cornwall Village, and so it was able to expand, and this is put on by Little Guild Animal Shelter, and the dogs all come and compete in various, just a fun day, various tricks and contests, and raise awareness for Little Guild. So, and as I say, the weather was just so perfect for all of this. So.
And you know, and people now really realize Lime Rock Park under Skip Barber has always been good to nonprofits and to donations and everything. But now with trade secrets and now this under belt, what a facility and what a plus it is to have that facility, not only for the economy, but for the nonprofits, because you've got plenty of parking, easy access, and
mm-hmm.
you can literally have any size crowd you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I've been there now three times in the last couple of weeks. Last week was the Grand Prix Beer Fest and, of course, Trade Secrets and then this one. But I think we'll be seeing a lot more use of Lime Rock Park and all the better. You're right, for all those reasons. So, again, Maria Horn now has an opponent. Maria, as you know, is the representative from the 64th. We had wondered if there would be a Republican opponent, and he appeared, Chris DuPont from Goshen. So we will have a race there, and you and I, Marshall, usually do that one on election night.
Yeah, and the district has changed. Torrington is no longer in it at all.
Right, nor Goshen.
Goshen. So how come a guy from Goshen can run? I was wondering that.
That's a good question. you can run if you don't live in a district, yeah. One of the other candidates for one of the state offices does not live in the town, and so, yeah, you can. He's going to be challenging Maria, who was one of the judges yesterday at the Mutt Show.
Now, don't get me wrong.
We did go to all the parades after we spoke with you. Not all. We went to some of the parades last week after talking to you, and it was nice to see everybody out again. And hopefully things are opening up, as we've said. Region 1 will have a new assistant superintendent as of July 1. Janine Rose has been chosen. She is currently in the Suffield school system, as you know. There have been two co-assistants since Lisa Carter came on, and she said at the beginning of last school year, this school year, she thought it would best if there were one person, so they did an extensive search, and Janine Rose was named the new person, so we will have a new face in central office. And ABC had an interesting meeting about governance issues. Scott Tribuco down here in Kent was adamant about school boards having to put in programs that they don't want because all the other schools agree to it. It turns out that when the region was set up, all you need is four schools to approve something, and so they're going to be looking at that. But it's as we know, Marshall, the statutes for the organization of Region 1 is pretty complex and complicated. And
it's the statute that all the other regional school districts were set up on.
Yeah.
It was the first one. And it's a state statute. And to change a state statute means you've got to get the legislature involved.
And every other school to approve.
Yeah. It's
very complex. But Scott was pretty adamant about having, boards having to partake or pay for programs that they don't want. So I think we're going to hear more discussion. Well, I know, because the policy committee is going to be looking at it, as is the board attorney. Masha Yovanovitch, who grew up here in Kent, was the ousted ambassador to Ukraine, who made lots of headlines during the Trump impeachment hearings, was back here in town. She was the guest speaker at Kent School's graduation, and then she was the guest speaker at the Salisbury Forum at the high school this past week. Place was packed, and she gave an incredible history of the Ukraine. She was interviewed by Larry Rand, who is from Sharon, who was her history teacher at Kent School, and is in Sharon now as chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So it was a really wonderful evening. And looking ahead, Marshall, we have booked solid another full week. We've got Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, and Region 1 tonight, probably some other things. Tomorrow starts the first Tuesday at 7 at the Historical Society in Falls Village at the meeting house, and Dick Paddock will be speaking. It's all going to be on railroads this year, so Dick Paddock is the first to speak. We have COG on Thursday. We have the FFA ceremony and for all the awards on Friday. We have the Salisbury Association exhibit on forests on Saturday. There's also, the 12th is the FFA alumni chicken barbecue. We're just packed here.
And there's lots of things. And, of course, this past weekend, the Tagconic, got to say it right, Tagconic Grange, they were back with their big plant and drummage sale.
It was, as always, that's a great, you can't find better bargains there than that.
It was two days.
But they had so much stuff, they had to, and I've got my plants growing in the garden from there. I love it.
All these things are coming back, which is so great.
It is wonderful. And so we're thankfully the weather is holding out, and we're busy.
All right, Ruth. Great to hear from you again. And
always good to start my week with you, Marshall.
And when you ride through Sharon, make sure you look at our brand new mailbox that I finished setting up this morning.
I will do that.
We got a note from the post. One of the post office delivers about a month ago. Could you please change your mailbox? There's a lot of rust in there. Ooh. So, which was nice. So we did. Mm-hmm. But then we didn't have a logo on it. So I went out and got a logo that is very busy.
Oh.
But it looks nice.
I'm going to go check it out.
Okay. All right, Ruth.
Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.